Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
Well, we're talking about Chukat, because here in Israel, it's going to be a separate parsha, whereas in the exile, it's going to join up with Bullock so that they'll catch up to us. But we're going to do individual ones on Chukat and on Bullock in order to come out even. Chukat is, in essence, two subjects, both of which are not understandable to us. You know, much of the Torah, it can be explained rationally. In fact, we find Maimonides' attempts to explain the entire Torah rationally.
In which of his works?
In the Guide to the Perplexed, in the Mor Nevuchim, but even in the Yodah Chazaka, the Rambam is a strict student of logic. And the Rambam, sometimes the rationale is so rational that it becomes irrational, you know, like if you pull it too far. But like the Rambam says, for instance, we find 38 people in the Book of Bereishit who lived a very long time, 600 years, 700 years, 800 years, 900 years. So the Rambam says they took care of themselves. So in the rationality, there, you know, there's a strain of irrationalism, right? Whereas all the other Mephoshim say, you know, nature was different then, years were different then, whatever. Okay. But there is always, it has to be a rational basis. Judaism is not an irrational religion. It's not a religion that's meant to be mumbo-jumbo, so superstitions, etc. In fact, we're warned against all of that. But here, this week's parsha, two things that strike us as being irrational, that the Torah itself admits that they're irrational. The first is the question of the Porah Aduma, the red cow, the red heifer. That is held to be the ultimate chok. That's the name of the parsha. Zot chukat haTorah. This is the chok. Chok means a law that I can't explain. I won't explain it to you. So the ashes of the red heifer, if one is pure, one becomes impure by touching it, and those that are impure become pure by having it sprinkled upon them. And the whole thing, you know, red heifer, and it doesn't have any black, two black hairs on it, and a whole series of technical requirements. It's beyond us. And I think in every faith there has to be something that's beyond us. The faith that I can understand completely doesn't require faith. It doesn't require belief. It doesn't require a spiritual extension of myself. And so the Torah is not meant to be a newspaper. And the Torah is not meant to explain everything. The Torah is meant to be a guideline in life. And we know that in life there are many things that we don't understand, but nevertheless we follow because of the fact that pragmatically it works. I may not understand how an automobile works, but that doesn't prevent... I would say most people don't understand how an automobile works, but that doesn't prevent millions and millions and tens of millions of people from driving automobiles. And... It just so happened that I had to take an extensive medical exam not long ago in one of these futuristic machines that they put you in, too, you know, and it's just amazing, right? And it says what's inside of you. And so I don't understand how that works, and I don't think the doctor understands how it works either, though he can read the results. But it works. So you don't have to understand everything in order for it to work. And that's the idea of the chok, that the Ribono Shel Olam, God gave us certain rules, and those are the rules. That's the way it goes. This is one I tell you in advance, you're not going to understand. The rabbis say on the verse that King Solomon said, Amarti echkoma, I said I would be wise, but vehi rechoka mimeni, it's farther than I imagined. I was not able to decipher it. The rabbis say it refers to this parsha of the Torah of the Porah Aduma, he thought he'd be able to figure it out, and he could figure it out. He was the wisest of all men, and nevertheless, it remained a mystery to him. So that's one point. The second point is what happens to Moshe here. Moshe, instead of speaking to the rock, strikes the rock, the water comes out, and because of that, Moshe's not going to the land of Israel. Why? I mean, what's the... It's very hard to understand how the punishment fits the crime. And all of Jewish history, all of human history would have been changed had Moshe led the Jewish people into the land of Israel. And as much as the commentators deal with it and attempt to explain it, after all the explanations, the mystery remains. And that's God's ways are mysterious. God's ways are not understood by us. The finite cannot understand the infinite. Simply by being finite, we are limited. And so that's the second example in the parsha of something that remains mysterious, far away from our understanding, but we have to live with it. And Moshe himself lives with it. He mounts a campaign to reverse it, but there comes a moment of acceptance where he accepts God's will. Then we see it in the book of Dvorim and Deuteronomy. Moshe accepts God's will, and he's at peace with himself. All of us have moments that we have to accept God's will. And only by the acceptance of it do we also come to some sort of peace with ourselves. We're able to reconcile ourselves to the reality of life and mortality and the difficulties that are involved. And we have no explanation for it. The rabbis phrased it correctly. He said, we don't understand why evil people can prosper and good people can be destroyed. We just don't understand it, you know. Life, in spite of the editorial page of the Jerusalem Post, life does not always make sense. It just doesn't do it. And you have to be able to accept it and live that way. Because if you want it always to make sense, then you're in for a terrible amount of frustration, terrible amount of difficulty. That's what makes Chukas, in my opinion, such an important parsha, because that lesson comes through regarding Torah and regarding life's events, regarding how human beings should behave.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Chukah.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.